Amplitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Right, and welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, we are. And by the way, that music just can... I don't know, man.
I love it.
You just like... You love
it. I want to hold your hand when I hear it.
Which part?
The happy together part.
Okay. I thought you meant the first part of it.
So
the married
kids.
The
married with children.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, hey, I'm glad to be back.
It's a good song.
It's you know,
Frank Sinatra is a great singer.
The show is not about a couple like us, though.
No. But
which show?
Married with Children.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, there's a show of that? Oh, I was just going off the Frank Sinatra song.
Of course you were.
So. Anyways.
Oh, we love our millennials.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. That is the Mrs. over there, and that is the Mr.
Hello.
And this show, you know... We talk about topics, and they put their insight on certain things, talk about their life, and we implore everyone to join us on Periscope. Welcome to the show, of course.
Our Periscopians?
Yeah, Periscopians or Periscope fans, however you feel. But
I still like Periscope fans.
Of course you do.
So, anyways, let's...
Don't forget, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put Attitude in broadcasting.
Yeah.
We got any other sister shows?
No, we don't. I heard there's this one called The Breakdown Sports Show and Wrestling with Attitude, I think it is. I hear they're pretty good. You should check them out.
I know the host of the show is pretty good looking.
And then there's the occasional Mrs. Sports Show.
Yeah, and the Mrs. Sports Show. You should check that one out. Thank you for the hearts, by the way. Anyways, let's get into segment one here. Funny family moments. This is where they talk about some things that has happened this week. Funny family moments. If you have any of your own, let us know on Periscope. Let me know. I'll write them down. I'll talk about them. We can, yeah.
So are we talking about the fact that we haven't been... We haven't done a show in three weeks.
But, you know, but share your funny family moments. You know, tweet us at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Let us know. You know, we like to share anything your kids do. Your husband, wife, dog. I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cats, whatever.
I got you. Yeah. So, anyways, so the Mr. had a funny family moment this week, it looks like.
Did I ever? Man, let me tell you, we've had about 3 weeks of funny family moments to probably go through. I know my wife's got a lot to share, so I'm sure she will. the first one I got to talk about is, can I talk about the doorbell?
I think you should.
Okay. We got a new doorbell.
You've probably seen the commercials, so.
It's called the Ring.com.
Ring.com is the company.
So this thing, as someone is leaving or entering, you know, it's a motion sensor type of thing, and you can video chat with the person at the front door.
They can't see you.
No, they can't see you, but you can see them and you can chat with them. So the other night, our son left at like 11 o'clock at night. So as he's leaving, I was like, all right, I'm going to try to talk to him when he leaves. So I'm like, have a good time. Let us know when you get home. He's like, that is weird. This is weird.
I think it was, that is creepy.
Okay,
is
thank
said.
You. That's creepy.
Oh, when he left?
He left because the motion sensor went off.
Oh, no.
And so the mister plugged into the little app that you get and then, you know, hit the talk button and basically creeped out our son. Although I love the UPS guy, so apparently we're not the only person around Charlotte with one of these, because he drops the package off, hits the doorbell, and walks away. So I'm like, oh, okay.
And actually, we came home yesterday, and there was actually a package on the sidewalk. So it wasn't even near the front door. So now, since we got this this video thing, I feel like UPS guys are going to start leaving our mail at the front
UPS.
Yard.
It wasn't UPS that delivered that one.
Okay.
I think that was just a lazy delivery person is what that was.
Probably. But anyway, that's one of them. The second one, I have to share it. My wife bought this egg thingy. Okay, I'm going to call it egg thingy because it's what it is. It's
okay,
a thing
explain.
For eggs. It is an egg.
Its official title is a Cuisinart egg cooker.
Who needs an egg cooker?
Egg cooker? they make those?
Yes, and she found it. I was hoping she wouldn't find it anywhere, but she found an egg cooker.
It does hard-boiled eggs, soft-boiled eggs,
you know who
eggs,
also does
omelets.
You know who also does eggs? Let me see. There's grocery stores that sell soft-shell eggs or eggs. You can hard.
But
they're
maybe she
hard.
Wants to cook them herself. So, I mean,
right.
I gotta
so
get it.
I think, you know, so my point is, since I do the majority of the cooking in
that's
our
not
house,
true. I do a lot.
No.
I haven't lately because I haven't
felt
so
I didn't say all. I said majority. And I like eggs, and so I just, you know, so yes, I got myself a little egg cooker.
So I pose this question to our Periscopians or anybody else that's listening to us on radio. Tweet us weird things, # weird things my wife buys. I got to know what weird things
weird
people buy.
Weird things?
My wife buys.
My wife buys.
Yes.
Wow.
As or though, husband. Whatever.
As though husband.
Actually, no. It
or
should
partner.
Just be
okay,
weird
partner.
Thing your spouse buys.
Yes.
That's what it really should be because I know you. You bought some weird things. I've seen them. Okay? So you're not getting away
so
with that easy.
Steven's pointing at the mister for those
yes.
who can't see it.
No, yeah. I know the mister, and I know how he is. He buys some weird things.
I do not buy weird things.
What do you mean you don't buy weird things?
I said no comment.
What's the weird thing I bought?
I don't know. There's two bobbleheads on the table.
Hey, Norm and Cliff go everywhere.
I've accepted
and they
it.
They all know your name.
I've accepted that 4 years ago. He's a bobblehead collector. That's fine. It's cool.
Answer the show. But seriously, if anybody's watching, which there are some people watching, let us know what some weird things your spouse buys. Because I'm interested to hear, has your wife ever bought this egg thingy? You know, I'm waiting on somebody to...
Why is this such a big deal, though?
Because it's an egg thingy.
You know how hard it is to make poached eggs?
Do you know how...
This makes it
really?
Easier. Okay.
So I never said that cooking eggs was difficult to begin with. I like the idea of having something easy to use to do it.
Our kitchen's not that big. That's the point. Is like if you have a small house, which we do, you know, the kitchen is small. You don't have a lot of room for appliances.
Well,
that's
you know,
okay.
You know what she wanted to get rid of? The popcorn maker.
That is not what I said.
Oh, no, my popcorn tin because it's got the cowboys on it.
If you're going to rant and rail about something I've done, please get your facts correct.
Oh, it's correct.
What did I say? We could get rid of your Dallas Cowboys popcorn plastic tin thingy, a roll of paper towels, and one other thing, and there would be plenty of room for my egg cooker.
Okay. Egg cooker. Okay.
A bunch of towels. Why?
Are we calling it egg cooker or
we
egg
shop at
thingy?
Costco, so yeah. We have like
a
dozen.
We're going.
Rolls
in case you didn't
towels.
Realize, we're going out of supply and demand. All right. So.
That's okay. All right. I'm okay with that. Well, so, okay. Do we have any more? Do we have
do you have one?
A last
you
one?
Want to share?
We would like to.
No, I think that you've gotten yours in for this week. I will save mine for
all
next.
Right, well, I want to ask one thing about this doorbell thing. Now, mm-hmm. Does it work well? Is it like, as I've heard people talk
oh,
about it.
Oh, my goodness.
I just.
So,
no,
we've
great.
Still got to figure out the right range for the motion detector
okay.
setting.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of getting like. The neighbor parks in his driveway and it goes off. So we've got it. Or somebody could be right at the front door dropping off a package and it does nothing. So we got to figure out the right setting for it. But it works well. It gives us a little ding. You know, we can check it remotely.
That's good.
That's really cool.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I've heard about those because I feel like a lot of people are going to start, you know, that's going to be like a new, you know.
Yeah, and ours, we don't have a hardwired doorbell at our old house.
Yeah.
But it has a battery that once you charge it, it's good for like 6 months or so. And,
and it's easy to take on
and they're on
off.
Sale at Costco right now. They should really...
Yeah.
They should really give
so
us
you,
the money
if
to pay
sponsor
to
wants to be
as brought much as we do.
Sponsors for the show, let us know. It's the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Do we have time for the question or we got to wait?
Well, I mean, I got about a minute and a half.
Okay, real fast. what is a question on marriage, on faith. What if your spouse is a different faith or doesn't have any type of faith? How important
is... So an atheist or an agnostic?
The question is, what if your spouse is a different faith or doesn't have any type of faith? How important is that, and how do you get two different faiths to come together?
Ooh.
You want to answer?
So what? How to get two different faiths to come
together.
Like,
for example, me and you were two totally different before we got married.
So what kind of advice for people?
Yeah, like how...
Who don't share the same...
Yeah. They don't share the same faith. How important is it?
I think it's important in terms of conversation, right? So you should definitely talk about it before you get married. So much like we did, so we had a conversation around how we would raise any children and whether or not, so one of the big things was whether or not you might attempt to prohibit me from practicing my faith. That was something that our counselor was very, you know, and not that he was concerned about James, about the Mr. per se, but more around, you know, just it's a question they ask, you know, as they're doing marriage counseling or marriage prep counseling. But I think you have to talk about it, because if you're not, you have to come together on how you're going to raise children, on how you're going to handle faith services, how you're going to handle religious holidays and things like that. And it's not so much that it can't be done, but you have to respect one another's beliefs, and you have to really talk about it before you get married, because it's certainly not going to get any easier once you are married.
Yep.
Well, all right.
Good answer.
Well, that's good.
That's the reason I was figuring out how to answer that one.
I think that kind of sums it up there. So anyways, guys, thank you for listening to this segment of the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Everyone on Periscope, please stick around. We'll be back for segment two right after this break. Everyone else, catch us on I guess Facebook and Twitter, also Spreaker and Stitcher. Okay. And, you know, also please check out our website. It's just awesome. I don't know how else to explain it. It's the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Check us out.
Present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.